Virginia Tech's director of the Center for Neutrino Physics, Jonathan Link, says the same nuclear reactor that produces electricity can also produce plutonium for bombs, and a rogue nation like Iran might do it undetected.
Some countries have managed to launch illicit weapons programs in spite of the inspections.
His neutrino detector box of luminescent plastic tubes and detectors can literally see through concrete and steel to determine what is really happening inside a reactor.
Well, it is a device that is specially designed to detect neutrinos coming out of nuclear reactors. But the interesting thing about neutrinos is because they don't interact much, they'll come straight out of that reactor core, and they're not bothered by any of the material that is put in there to shield people, to protect human life and so forth, coming from the other stuff that's in that reactor. And so we can get information out of that reactor that is straight from the nuclear reactions themselves without anything messing with it in between if we look at those neutrinos.
There are 449 reactors in 31 countries around the world today producing electricity. They are bound by treaties and international regulations to keep it clean. But paperwork and promises don't always reveal what is really going on.
What we're trying to do is to create an even stronger way of recording and tracking that plutonium that then would allow us to see if a country like perhaps Iran or North Korea that was trying to operate a nuclear reactor in some sort of a supposedly peaceful way but was secretly diverting their plutonium, then we'd be able to detect that in the neutrino flux. We would see that the neutrinos look more like that. They look like there was more or less plutonium than they claimed there was in the reactor core.
Tech's prototype neutrino detector has just been parked in a trailer next to Dominion Power's North Anna reactor to see how well it works. If successful, it could be used all over the world to assure compliance in existing plants and in 45 more countries eager to obtain nuclear reactors.
We believe that this technology may make it easier to spread nuclear technology around the world to countries that maybe we'd be less inclined to trust.
For Science Matters, I'm Charles Fishburne, WCVE News.